You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach-ish, and Kevin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Greg is here right across from me. If you're watching on the live stream, we're just getting his camera connected. There's his hand. See, Greg is here. We have a very, very busy show coming up for you today. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, is going to join us after the 9:30 news. Many things to talk about with Pat Kreitlow. Mm-hmm. A couple of things that we haven't had an opportunity to get around to yet.
No, yeah, it's a fire hose of news.
It is a fire hose of news. Senator Mark Kelly, along with five other Democrats who served in the military, came out with a video last week that essentially reminded our service members they don't have to follow illegal orders.
And I know there's a ton of controversy with this. I know that people are very not happy about what they said. I had been asking this question for a while of some of our guests who have been on the show who have more of a military background. Is I understand the structure and the hierarchy and whatnot, but at one point, who takes the first step and says, no, this goes against my oath, this goes against the Constitution, this goes against everything I've signed up for, no. And of course, they're saying this, and I don't disagree with it. And of course, the White House, the Department of War, is losing their minds.
Yeah, they sure are. So we're going to talk about that with Pat Kreitlow coming up after the 9:30 news. Also, because Jim Santel will not be here this week. Thursday is Thanksgiving. That's the day he would normally be here.
I'll be here that day.
We will all be here. You and Calvin and
wow.
I, the three of us, we will be live on Thanksgiving, so I hope you can join us. But, Jim Comey and Letitia James, those charges have been dropped.
Remember that?
Yeah, and we'll get into that a little bit as well with Pat Kreitlow coming up after the 9:30 news. Hour number two, our friend hosted the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show Saturdays and Sundays at noon across the network. She will be here at 10:06. Now there's concern among Wisconsin Republicans about our water. No, they're not worried about PFAS.
Oh.
That's not what they're concerned about. They're concerned about abortion pills in our water. Not PFAS. This. So
I can't wait to hear from all the not a doctors who are talking about
all the
this.
Not doctors. Yes, we're going to check in. And so that will be here. Dr. Kristen Lierley is going to join us. We're also going to talk about another maternity ward has closed at a hospital in Ironwood, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's right next door to Wisconsin. I'm sure that's going to affect folks up there. So that is coming up. The last half an hour of the show, we'll lighten it up with audio sorbet, where we get away from the news and take a breath so we don't all crack up. We're going to talk about what is the most Midwestern thing about you. I think we all have our little quirks. Little Midwestern things about us.
Peccadillos, idiosyncrasies.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the most Midwestern thing about you. That's for audio sorbet. We'll end the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Presto Changeo edition. Stay tuned for that. Wanted to just start off with reminding folks, tomorrow's going to be a big travel day. A lot of people hitting the roads for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And, of course, the first winter storm of 2025 could now produce blizzard conditions and drop 2 feet of snow in parts of Wisconsin. Maya Pandy has the byline today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. As of this morning, the National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning across most of northwestern Wisconsin, including Douglas, Bayfield, Ashland, Iron Vilas, St. Croix, Rusk, Washington, and Barron counties. Winter storm warning is in effect for those counties from 6 o'clock tonight through, I'm sorry, Wednesday through 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Northwestern Wisconsin is going to get the hit the hardest. I heard this morning on Pat Kreitlow's show, they could see 1 to 3 inches of snow an hour.
I mean, good Lord.
A lot of snow.
Just please drive safely.
Please.
Please drive safely. Please. And here, and especially up in the Northwoods, we were there earlier this year. Lots of trucks. There's lots of trucks everywhere. If you're driving a truck, that's great. You got all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, that's great. But remember, people around you may not. Be cognizant of them.
Please.
Please be aware that some people might not drive the same way you do. Just be cool. Be responsible.
It's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
We're all supposed to, be happy.
Give thanks.
Yeah, be grateful. And be careful.
Yes, please.
Just be careful wherever you're going for the holidays. We hope you have a wonderful time and that you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll update you on that as well tomorrow. Weather can always change, so we'll keep an eye on that. Wanted to start off with this, though, from the Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's something that we talked about yesterday, and I think it does need reinforcing. Nearly half of small business survey respondents in Wisconsin say they have experienced a drop in profits this fall. Small businesses feeling more uneasy ahead of the holidays after slow sales and high costs.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just to reinforce, if you are able to shop locally, shop at your local businesses for Christmas. They need the help, and they're the backbone of our economy.
Absolutely. I'm not personally asking you to do 100% of your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping with local businesses. I know that's difficult, but if you can just spend a little bit of money there, get some gift cards.
Get a gift card,
you know,
exactly.
That kind of thing. I mean, I guarantee you things that are on your friends and family's lists can be found at local stores.
Don't have to go to Amazon.
And that definitely makes a difference. And I don't know, it's just like there's a good feeling when you know you're walking out of a store with that logoed bag for them. And, you know, I just think that we are so cognizant of where our money goes nowadays, to whom it goes to and whose pockets that go to, that don't pay taxes, won't take it in that direction. But people who are really trying to just be good stewards of their community, trying to live their dream of owning a business, I think it's important to look around and say, oh, I can go here, I can go do that. And put some dollars into the community, because those dollars then stay in the community.
They get respent.
Exactly.
This article from Wisconsin Public Radio, many small business owners feeling less confident heading into the end of the year. Businesses that employ fewer than 3 full-time workers reported their second lowest average confidence rating since they started this survey in 2020. Declining revenue and profits driving factors. They also, participants who took part in this survey, pointed to economic instability, including tariffs, inflation, and shifts in consumer spending. Those tariffs really hit our small businesses really hard.
Mm-hmm. And instead of trying to do something about it, instead of trying to make good or trying to create solutions, we've just been told for the past 9-10 months, we're fine. They're not. It's just now they're starting to say, oh, yeah, you do pay for those. So,
yeah, it's been interesting watching the administration try to change their narrative on this because they were all about, oh, no. All foreign countries pay the tariffs. No, they don't.
No,
they never did.
They never did. That's not the point of a tariff.
But no, it's not.
It goes to the thought of what could we of a government, whether it's local, state, or federal, could have been doing to help these small businesses instead of pushing the narrative that it's fine, we're going to be fine, don't worry about it.
And I don't want to hear about affordability.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to bring it back. Shop local. Try to shop local as much as humanly possible. And if you want to learn more about just how tariffs and just the economic state of this country is affecting small businesses, I would really suggest you listen to our Black Friday episode. So we won't be here on Friday. We will have a pre-recorded episode, but it's all new material,
all new content.
All new interviews. One of the interviews is with Sean Fetteplace and Corrine Hendrickson of Main Street Alliance. And they are on the show talking about, in bold and frank detail, how these policies are affecting the businesses that you frequent, the people that you may know who own these businesses. I would listen to that and then think about for the next few weeks where you're going to put your dollars, for the gifts you're going to buy, for the, you know, decorations you're going to put up. It really makes a difference when you can shop local.
Yeah, it absolutely does. If you are a small business owner, by the way, we would love to hear from you and hear how things are going for you. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. In discussions with customers, one small business owner in this article said a lot of customers are hesitant to buy anything because they're waiting for the other shoe to drop.
I mean, we're all, I was telling you before the show, my wife and I, we're not in no way, shape, or form are we in any sort of money trouble. But what we're looking at is the spending we've done last year, the spending we've done this year, and the spendings we're going to have to do next year. I mean, vet costs go up. Pet supply prices are going up. Your insurance is going up. All these things are happening. So we are tightening our belt for what's coming.
That's so smart.
So
that's so, all of us should do that.
I mean, we really should. And unfortunately, fortunately for us, very, very thankful and full of gratitude that we are in a place where I don't see a situation where we would lose our home or have to make a huge financial disaster decision. But a lot of people are at that place where it's one hospital visit, it's one lost job, it's
one major car repair.
Exactly. So we're the ones, as Americans, we're looking at our budgets saying, okay, here's our forecast, here is our planning. I kind of just wish our government would do the same thing because that affects us as well. That would be nice.
I think they fall a little short on looking ahead.
Yeah.
Just seems in over the past 10, 11 months. The planning ahead doesn't seem to be big with this administration. Small businesses, of course, facing increasing competition from Amazon and other retailers. Mm-hmm. So again, if you were going to buy gloves, maybe some winter gloves or a scarf or a hat, there's got to be a little shop somewhere in your town or close to your town where you can buy it locally.
And I'm going to say this right out so like no one gets this misconstrued. I will shop at Amazon this Christmas. I know that. I do. It's very convenient, but I'm going to shop local. I already have books I want to buy from our local bookstore.
Great.
I have clothing I want to buy. But it doesn't mean that you have to all of a sudden change everything either. That's almost impossible for some people to do because places like Walmart and Amazon are affordable.
Well, and some of it is just location.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have access to a lot of different places. Whatever dollars you can spend at local businesses, I guess that's what we're encouraging.
Yeah, it makes a difference.
It absolutely does. When we return, can we please get our shots?
Shots.
Let's talk vaccination.
Are we still talking about
this?
Yes,
we are.
Goodness.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 9:30 news, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Yes, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us.
Kreitlow on the Kreit Show.
Yes, and he's going to be here with us on Thanksgiving for a little bit too.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know. We're going to have our own little party.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys are invited, I guess.
We're going to talk lots of Thanksgiving-related things. We will also cover a little bit of news. But if you are in the kitchen, you know, prepping for your big Thanksgiving feast, I hope you can join us this Thursday. We will be live Thursday from 9 to 11, all things Turkey Day on Thursday. Right now, though, only 26% of Wisconsinites got a flu shot this fall. This is from WPR. Hope Kerwin has the byline. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin could face heavy flu season as virus ramps up and vaccinations decline. Again, only 26% of us got a flu shot this fall. I got my flu shot.
You keep on saying that and then looking directly at me.
And just because you're right across from
me. Look at Calvin. He's right there.
He's over there.
There you go. She's mean mugging you now.
Come on.
I mean, I'll admit it. The flu shot isn't one I do every year. And it's not because I'm against any vaccinations. It's not because I'm like, show me the proof.
Right.
It's just because sometimes I forget. And I know that's an excuse. That's not a reason. And I'm not proud of it. But like, I will be like, I need to do this. And then I'm like, oh, but then there's this TV show I need to watch. And then I'll be like, oh man, that couch is really comfy, or sleep. But I am one of those people, and I would be interested, because I feel like vaccinations are a very debated, very controversial topic right now. I will bet dollars to donuts that in that 74% that hasn't gotten their vaccination shots, I'll bet you a solid percentage is like, oh yeah.
I just forgot.
Like, I should have had a V8, not, tell me more about your sciency-winency. RFK says I don't need a flu shot. I think there is a fair amount of those individuals in that percentage who are just like, I totally forgot.
That's fair. I think that's fair, but I still think that there are a lot of folks who are just ignoring them. Mm-hmm. You know, now they are recommending, I'm 65, so they're recommending the flu shot, mm-hmm. COVID shot,
yeah.
RSV, and pneumonia.
Your DVD.
And a V8.
Yeah, and a V8.
Yes, and a V8. I have two of them. I need to get my RSV yet and pneumonia shot. But when you get to a certain age, mm-hmm. obviously there are more concerns about, you know, any respiratory illnesses can be really bad when you get old.
Yeah.
But we've seen outbreaks of measles.
I know.
Now. And these aren't immigrants bringing in measles. That's not what it is. These are pockets of America where they are anti-vax. We've had two kids die from measles.
I saw a video of a school. It was a private Christian, very, very Christian school that was celebrating, literally having an all-school celebration about being the least vaccinated school in the state. And I don't know what the point is for that, honestly. I don't know. What do you win? I honestly don't. You're not winning.
Where's the prize?
There's no prize I can see except for possibly kids getting sick. And then having to deal with the fact that you celebrated, and if something happens, God forbid something happens to your children or your staff, then you're sitting here holding the balloon going, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
Well, but that was God's will then.
Okay, well, apparently. That's a whole other show we could do, but
we're talking about vaccinations. Only 26% of Wisconsinites so far have gotten vaccinated for the flu. Mm-hmm. Last winter was one of the worst seasons for respiratory illnesses in the last few decades. Not good.
Yeah.
Including more flu, influenza, this RSV, and pneumonia were especially severe last year. So far, Wisconsin has not seen the same surge in those illnesses, but again, it's early in the season.
Well, and that's the other thing too, is if just because they don't see it now doesn't mean they won't see it then. And just if we have a lower than average year whenever, it doesn't mean you shouldn't do it anyways. Like, I feel like people wait for that sort of information, then we'll use it to say, see, I don't need it.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt you to get it. And generally, it's free. So
you can walk into Walgreens.
I get 30 text messages a day from Walgreens saying, hey, Greg.
You can walk right into Walgreens and get your shots.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Well, and this is something that we talked about to Dr. Lyerly not too long ago. Mm-hmm. It is interesting to me that everybody's all about these weight loss shots.
Yeah.
You know, we're all about that, even though we don't have long-term studies on the ramifications of all these weight loss shots everybody's taken. Nobody's got a problem with that.
No.
Side effects?
Looking hot.
Yeah. Oh, yes. My side effect is looking hot.
And the thing, too, is like that's no longer even an argument for me because the COVID vaccination has been around for nearly 5 years next year. And so I don't think they made the first version and said, all right, we're good. We nailed it. They've been working on refining it, getting boosters ready, that kind of thing. I feel like at this point we can trust the COVID vaccination as well. I have yet to become electrified with tiny microchips.
And you're not magnetic?
I don't plan on that. I'm
still not magnetic.
I know.
And I haven't died because that was the other thing we were told, that people who got the COVID shot, the first round of COVID shots, were going to be dead within 5 years. Sorry, still here.
Yeah, I just think that I'm wondering when this topic will fall away of certain Americans. I know there's a core amount of Americans who will always hold on to this and base their beliefs on debunked science from people who have been thrown out of being doctors, but
or people with brain worms.
People who will just say, finally go like, all right, let's go get it. That's fine. And
go get your shot.
Get your shot, man.
Protect yourself. Protect the rest of us, too. Yeah. News is coming up next on the other side. Pat Kreitlow will be here. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. He is host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the network from 6 to 9 a.m. of the aforementioned Pat Kreitlow joins us. The fabulous human being, Pat Kreitlow. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Jane. Thank you. I'm so thankful for you, for friends like that.
Hey, we love having you on the show. You are going to join us on Thursday. We're very excited about that because you're batching it, you said.
Sherry's, you know, those doctors, they sometimes have to work holidays.
They do doctor things.
She is, and so that's perfectly fine. There are plenty of years where we've done lots of traveling this time around. Not so much. So I will travel back here to the home office of the Lake Wasota Studios
HQ
and keep y'all company on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like you guys, are you going to get hit by that weather?
We're going to be on the edge,
of it.
Yeah. So we may get in the 1 to 3 inch range. And again, that's all a guess.
You know,
it's always 50-50. That's actually my proudest moment as a TV anchor was when our meteorologist, he called for a 50% chance of something. And I finally called him out live on the air.
What did you say?
I said, I never want to hear 50% chance of something. You're a scientist. I can flip a coin. So make it 60, make it 40, but no more 50s on this broadcast. And he looked a little uncomfortable, but he didn't do it anymore.
Oh, that's really funny.
Wow.
That is really, really funny.
And didn't get something for Secret Santa this year.
I don't know if you know this from my anchor days, Greg, but I was kind of a big deal. So, you know.
I know.
That movie was based on my life.
Gotcha.
Oh, Anchorman?
Well, yeah, bits and pieces. Not all the mistakes. None of the romance.
Just the good stuff.
Just the good stuff. Just the look and the voice. That's all you need.
All you need. Absolutely.
And read what's on that prompter with authority. Authority? Who put a question mark in the prompter? I'm sorry.
Pat Kreitlow is here to talk about all things news. There's a couple things, Pat, we haven't had an opportunity to get to because it is, as Greg said, it's a fire hose every day of
it
stuff.
It is, yeah.
And I did want to spend a little time talking about this. These six Democrats who were all previously served in the armed forces, and they did a video last week. We have that video. Calvin, are you ready to play that? Let's hit that clip, please.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow.
I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
That is the ad that six Democrats released last week. They all served in our military. This shouldn't be a controversial thing, telling our military not to obey illegal orders.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
But it is. And part of it is because... How did we get here? We got here by the Supreme Court, the current Supreme Court, the six right-wing justices, handing Trump a victory compared to when Richard Nixon said something. Richard Nixon said, well, when the president does it, it's not a crime.
Yep.
And of course, at the time, America said, no, that's not true. But this Supreme Court basically said, yeah, sure thing. If the president does it, it's not a crime. And so he firmly believes, you know, and has said that if I give an order, I expect it to be obeyed, you know, period.
Yeah.
And no, there's no period. There is a comma there followed by but. And there are most certainly, you know, illegal orders that deal with everything from brutality to war crimes to
blowing,
you know,
boats out of the water without any, I don't know.
Yes. Yeah, without
due process or anything,
or due process, right? Now we have rounding up people without cause. Again, the kind of thing you only see in authoritarian dictatorships. And this is just a friendly reminder that whether we're talking about, you know, Abu Ghraib or the My Lai massacre or a whole host of other war crimes, it is not going to be an excuse later to say, "I was just following orders."
Not going
to
save you.
Yep. And reminding people of that is not seditious. That is, in fact, your patriotic duty.
Mm-hmm.
And I really commend these veterans for stepping forward, knowing that they were going to get, you know, the MAGA treatment. But again, right versus wrong. And you got to stay on the side of right. You got to be able to, you know, look at yourself in the mirror. And these are patriots that are able to do just that compared to, you know, the bullies and the bootlickers that we have calling the shots right now.
Well, that's a question that I had been asking for, like, before the election last year, is that they made it very clear that things were going to look different in our military, that the objectives seemed to be would be changing, especially when it came to there was no solid plan yet on how to get rid of undocumented folks from this country. So the question I kept on asking was, at what point can a general or a major or whomever just stand up and say, I will not do this because this does not fall into line with the oath I swore to protect the Constitution. Not a president. They do not protect the president.
No.
They protect and uphold the Constitution. And who is going to be the first one? And also the question I have, too, for both of you, has there ever been a time in American history where veterans of either side have had to stand up and say, you can speak out against your
commander
in chief? I don't think that's ever happened before. And when it, because it is, that means that's a big deal. There's something really wrong.
Well, and I think it's because we have now seen enough in our history, you know, Abu Ghraib and things that happened in Vietnam and things like that, where we look at those instances and say, wow, somebody should have said something back then. And I think it took a lot of foresight from these six veterans remembering some of the darker moments of American history and saying, hey, it is within your power not to repeat a sad chapter like this again.
Yeah.
That chapter still exists. I'm sure at some point they're going to try and get rid of the My Lai massacre that happened in Vietnam and some of those things. They're disappearing our history. Mm-hmm. They are disappearing parts of our history.
They've been trying so hard to whitewash history, and you can't.
And Alicia on the live stream says, as someone who was taught, trained, and drilled on not obeying illegal orders, every single one of those members of Congress followed the U.S. Code of Military Justice. And that's the question I have, and not to be conspiratorial or whatnot or a Debbie Downer, but when did they come out and say, well, we got to look at this code and maybe we rewrite it and make a whole new book?
And the other thing that I saw, and it was either Pam Bondi or Carolyn Leavitt who said that every order that he gives is legal. Every order that Trump gives is always legal, even though it could potentially not be legal. And they're like, well, why are they doing this? They want this for something that hasn't happened yet. Republicans are huge on doing legislation for something that has not occurred. They do it over and over and over again. Yet in this instance, this is bad.
But they've looked beyond, legislating things to the declarations of emergency. And Donald Trump has issued countless emergencies. You know, the tariffs that he's doing are based on, emergencies, and all the things that ICE is doing based on emergencies and military troops in the street. What emergencies? These are policy differences.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are things that should be negotiated by statesmen, by diplomats, by responsible, upright thinking Americans, rather than one guy calling the shots. And so when people say, well, the next step in this is martial law, and I'm not taking it off the table. I'm just saying Trump doesn't have to declare martial law as long as he keeps declaring other forms of emergency. But let's not be mistaken. That's exactly what he's doing, is trying to, create a martial law situation where whatever he says goes, with no accountability whatsoever. And I don't mean to the voters. I mean to the judicial branch of government, to the Constitution. This guy said, I just want to be a dictator on day one. And you kind of miss the part and beyond.
Yeah.
Here he is.
If you're just joining us on Matt and Aaron Air, we are speaking to Pat Kreitlow, who is the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And we are talking about Congress members who are veterans who are speaking out against the military and telling soldiers and enlisted and officers to not stand for illegal actions. And it, of course, has ruffled the feathers of everyone in the Department of War.
Well, saying ruffled is taking it lightly. President Trump posted on social media the statement from the six Dems represents, all in caps, seditious behavior punishable by death. The Defense Department, it's not the Department of War, can't do that.
I always say it like that. Department of War. No,
the Defense Department's announcement did not detail how Senator Kelly may have violated the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but said a thorough review of the allegations has been initiated. So they're going to go after him again based on nothing.
But now, that's exactly what they did with Comey and Letitia James.
And Hegseth said this morning, because Mark Kelly came out with his own video responding to Trump calling him, a seditionist. Now they want to go after him for the way he displayed his medals.
Which is hilarious, because the camera was giving a mirror image.
And he said they were backwards. Oh, my God, Pat.
And Pete Hegseth doesn't even know how a mirror image on a camera works. He is so unqualified to have any position at all other than talking head on a basic cable network.
Morning, a weekend morning edition.
How embarrassing.
Well, par for the course.
I really want to say this quick before we have to, we're up against a snack break here, that this is no better time than now to call your representatives, because what we are seeing in Congress, especially with the Epstein files and people who did not incredibly like the budget that went through, not everyone liked it. They voted for it, but there was dissension. Call your representatives. Go to myvote.wi.gov. Let them know that the things they may be thinking are things you agree with, and tell them that you need and want real leadership and not a guy who is just going to parrot the last thing that was said to him.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can even pick us up around the world on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jay Matt Nair, Greg Bach. Our one, our only Cal Zone on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Good morning, live stream.
Hello.
Pat Kreitlow is here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from the home studio at Lake Wissota in Chippewa Falls. Right before the break, we were talking about the six Democratic representatives who were served in our armed forces, came out with a video last week just reminding people in our service members, you don't have to follow illegal orders.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you're not supposed to.
You shouldn't.
You really shouldn't be following illegal orders. And the Trump administration is freaking out, melting down. Trump said Mark Kelly is a traitor. You know, he's a sedition. Let's just look a little bit quickly at Senator Mark Kelly and his background.
Yeah.
Here is his response to the reaction from the Trump administration. When I was 22, I commissioned as an ensign in the Navy and swore an oath to the Constitution. I upheld that oath through flight school, multiple deployments on the USS Midway, 39 combat missions, test pilot school, 4 space shuttle flights, and every day since I retired, which I did after my wife Gabby was shot in the head while serving her constituents. He says, at NASA, I launched on a rocket, commanded the space shuttle, was part of the recovery mission to bring home the bodies of my astronaut classmates who died on Columbia. I did all of this in service to this country that I love and has given me so much. Secretary Hegseth's tweet is the first I heard of this. I also saw the president's post saying I should be arrested, hanged, and put to death. If this is meant to intimidate me and other members of Congress from doing our jobs and holding the administration accountable, it won't work. I've given too much to this country to be silenced by bullies who care more about their own power than protecting the Constitution. That statement from Senator Mark Kelly. Very, very powerful.
And that's what they are. They're bullies.
They are bullies.
They are highly paid, unqualified bullies.
I can't add anything to that. And the only way that you handle a bully is you push back or punch back.
Yep.
I loved the response from Arizona Senator Ruben Gallego.
Yes.
Who basically, you know, said there will be consequences for any members of the military who engage in this by saying, you know, Donald Trump is going to be gone in a couple of years. And if you're part of the military, going after sitting senators and members of Congress, part of the weaponization of government, there will be consequences, mm-hmm. and these folks should be looking over their shoulders. The best thing to do is continue following the United States Constitution, do your job, and let the politicians fight this out.
Yeah.
I don't like making this comparison because I feel like we use it too easily, but there was a time in world history where people were sitting in a room going, I just did what I was told to do, and we didn't buy it then.
They're not
so why
buy it
should
now.
We buy it now?
Not going to buy it now. In the remaining time, I do want to talk about this just a little bit because we also didn't get around to this. A judge drops James Comey and Letitia James charges, saying prosecutors served unlawfully. Yes, Ms. Halligan, the former insurance attorney who never prosecuted a case. Just little details.
Well,
just
I mean, no dislove for our insurance attorneys.
No, of course not. But yeah, she was improperly put into that position. And so the charges against both Jim Comey and Letitia James have been tossed. It's my understanding they can bring these charges back. But the problem is getting someone in the Justice Department who wants to take it on, because no one is willing to do this because they have no case.
You can't give authority out of a Cracker Jack box. You actually have to earn it. And you can't just take, you know, somebody with a pretty face or a commanding stage presence and say, you know, you're my person on this without qualifications.
Right.
Now, Donald Trump, that's his base model, you know, for hiring. Is you got to look good, you got to sound good,
got to look at the part,
whatever.
Got to look at the part.
It's all, you know, it's all
Central
one big
casting.
TV show.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
Central
all one
casting.
Big TV show.
Yep.
And sometimes he gets away with it, and sometimes you know, he's actually slapped back, like in this case of when you had cases that no career prosecutor, none, and they are not all Democrats.
Nope.
But they all do know the law, and they said there's no there. And so, I mean, this was the Saturday Night Massacre on steroids, is to say, well, I won't use any of you then. I will pluck this person out of obscurity who has no experience doing this, but I do know that she'll be loyal to me, and she'll bring these cases, to which a court says, we still have rules here. You're not following the rules. You are not qualified to be here. You can bring these charges back with somebody who is qualified legal counsel. You are not.
Which also just makes me just think about the 2020 election. Case after case after case, 60-plus cases being denied, thrown out, dismissed, because they said there's nothing here or there's no merit. And when there's no merit, that means that you haven't done the due diligence to find the merit. Therefore, you have no reason to be in the courtroom, which just makes you look very ineffective and weak, which I know the president doesn't want to hear, but it makes you look weak when you, as a guy who wants to be a dictator, can't even go after his enemies.
Well, but this is what we warned about leading up to the election.
Yep.
As far as this is the outcome that I want. I want a guilty verdict on Jim Comey and Letitia James. Now make up a case to get us there.
Yeah.
That's where we are. That is where we are.
And they're not looking for this to be prosecuted all the way through because they know they have no case. But if you drag their name through the mud, and if you drag their checkbook through the mud, making them have to pay for attorneys and everything, it sends a message to others, you know, don't do this or we'll drag you through, you know, this same kind of rigmarole. And thankfully, this might be a little less likely to happen after a ruling like this.
Pat Kreitlow hosts Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9, weekday mornings across the network. Check him out. He will be back with us on Thursday on Thanksgiving Day. Thanks so much, Pat. We'll see you in a couple days.
You bet. See ya.
News is next, and then Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Mayer on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.